to ASME TechCast, where we bring you the innovators, the innovations, and the issues that push the envelope of engineering. My name is Kathy Cesari, ASME's Membership Content Program Manager. Today, we are talking with Jorge Puente. Jorge is VP of Engineering with Kelly Services Science Engineering Tech and Telecom Unit. Since taking on the role in 2020, Kelly Engineering has moved second in the staffing industry analyst ranking of the largest engineering staffing firms in the United States. He has a background in industrial engineering with a strong emphasis on data analytics and business intelligence. Jorge, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me on.
So everyone's life experience is different, and maybe we can start there. You have a history working in the industry and also with engineers talking about career and leadership issues. What in your life led you to where you are today?
Of course. So after graduating from Purdue as an industrial engineer, I spent almost 20 years working in the energy industry. I was very fortunate because not only was I able to live and work around the world, but I was surrounded by world-class engineers and technology. After 20 years, I decided that I wanted a change, and I moved to Kelly to lead our Kelly Engineering brand of services. Kelly, for those of you that don't know the brand, is one of the world's top staffing providers with 77 years of experience serving a wide variety of industries. And I was given the opportunity over the last 3 years to embed myself in the staffing industry and to try to bring an engineer's perspective to the industry.
Great. Now, you recently, Kelly, has come out with the 2023 Kelly Global Rework report. It has so much data. It's rich in data. But specifically, you report 62% of engineering staff say they will not likely leave their organization within the next year. So what do you see as the key to these organizations continuing to retain top talent?
That's right, Kathy. Our 2023 Kelly Global Rework Report shares insights from surveys of 1,500 senior executives and 4,200 workers in 9 industries, and one of those is engineering. Our talent survey found that workers in engineering are among the least likely to say they plan to leave their current employer in the next 12 months. But that doesn't mean engineering executives can lean back and relax. No sector is immune to talent attraction and retention challenges. The labor market remains tight, and any employer looking to hire and retain top talent must offer competitive pay and make the employee experience a priority. Flexible work arrangements, upskilling opportunities, and career development all contribute to an organization's ability to retain talent. The good news is that the engineering sector seems to be doing better than most when it comes to retaining talent. Our survey found that engineering ranks high in offering development opportunities, which is a top priority among workers who are contemplating their career paths. The engineering industry, as we all know, moves at a very fast pace and change is constant. That requires companies to constantly train and upskill their workforce. And according to our survey, engineering executives focus highly on skills training and development and support a culture of continuous learning. Similarly, engineering talent report good skills development and career progression opportunities. So overall, engineering leads other sectors in implementing accelerated training, upskilling, and job rotation programs. I would also point out that engineering talent rate employers favorably with regards to offering flexibility, supporting their mental health, and fostering work environments where they feel a sense of belonging.
Okay, this sounds really, really good. So they're keeping their talent maybe better than other industries, but the same survey says 56% of engineering workers report their teams experience staffing shortages monthly, or at least every 3 months. And a lot of people, that could lead to burnout. They're trying to do the work and keep ahead of projects. They're very busy, by the way, we hear. So what do you see firms doing to attract more engineers?
No, indeed, that's very true. Only the science sector reported more shortages than engineers in our survey. Executives are trying to address this by finding the right mix between permanent and contingent workers and by automating certain aspects of the business. More than half of engineering executives say they plan to recruit more contingent talent in order to address staffing shortages and improve the resilience of their workforce over the next 2 years. Engineering talent and executives are more likely than their counterparts to report that they are effectively automating to improve workforce resilience and capability.
That sounds really interesting. Now, you stressed that engineering is, they have to keep up with a lot of innovations technically. And we see that they train and they keep up with the technical work, but their non-technical strategies. And what surprised you, if anything, that they were doing maybe culturally to find and keep staff?
Yes, indeed. I mean, engineers may not be creative when it comes to non-technical strategies in many cases, but what is true though is that engineers are very adept at troubleshooting. And when a challenge like managing workforce levels comes up, there's no shortage of good ideas. One way we see this in action is with the use of statements of work, or SOWs. For example, in Kelly Engineering, we provide a variety of staffing solutions beyond only contingent staffing. And the use of SOWs allows us to provide talent, engineering talent, with enhanced benefits and PTO. This allows us to attract a much wider pool of talent with great skills and connect them with our customers. Our customers, on the other hand, benefit from access to this talent while still retaining the flexibility of contingent staffing. It's quite a unique arrangement that has worked very well.
Okay. So I know that cultural issues are big now in 2023. So what do you see in this sector, engineering, happening with such issues as DEI, RTO? What do you think are the trends?
So both continue to be very, very important topics for job seekers who are contemplating their next career move. Our survey found that engineering talent report their employers are supporting workers' mental health and are offering flexible work arrangements and providing an environment where they feel psychologically safe and have a sense of belonging. But there are some challenges too, our report found. Engineering workers are among the most likely to say their employers merely pay lip service to DEI initiatives. Engineering executives acknowledge that as well in our survey, ranking their efforts to improve DEI below average. So there's some work to do, particularly when it comes to supporting women engineers and minorities.
Okay, great. Now, I think this might be our final question, but you know, there's a lot of rich data there. And the great thing about the survey is that you talk to the staff, workers, but you also talk to leadership. So you have a look into all of that, and you've been studying it with your background. So what is something about engineering firms that really surprised you and that maybe engineers would be surprised to learn about themselves?
So that's a great question. And I think what stood out to me the most from our 2023 Global Rework survey was that most employers are struggling to build a resilient workforce. But our survey also finds that a small group of companies, roughly about 12%, are thriving and have built resilient workforces despite the challenges in the labor market. We call them the resilience leaders. These resilience leaders report stronger talent engagement and business performance than their peers. They have a few things in common. They're more likely than their peers to recruit and develop temporary talent. They're more likely to hire for skills rather than educational qualifications. They're more likely to have implemented training programs to upskill talent. They're more likely to automate repetitive tasks to free up talent for meaningful work. And they're more likely to be focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. I think that engineering firms that want to succeed can benefit from focusing on these priorities.
Looks like we have to call it there. Thanks for talking with us today and much luck going forward. Any last thoughts, anything we maybe haven't fully covered, Jorge?
No, thank you for having me, Kathy. It was really a pleasure. And I guess I would just add a few things. First off, just to highlight a little bit about what Kelly Engineering does. As I mentioned, we're one of the top engineering staffing providers, especially in the United States, where we place a variety of talent across world-class companies, we tend to focus on specific industries and skill sets where we can really be the experts at hiring those experts for our customers. And specifically, we look a lot at automation and electrical and electronics engineers, electromechanical, industrial. But the one skill set that we place the most year after year is mechanical engineers. And so we're really proud of the impact we make in that industry. And we really, in that skill set. And we really do work across many industries, from the automotive and sustainable mobility industry to industrial machinery, a lot in automation, med device, pharma, biotech, semiconductor, and a few others. And so it's really great to be able to share some of the insights on the information that we see in the report. And I would add that if anyone would like to read the full 2023 Kelly Global Rework Report, it is available at kellyrework.com. It includes an analysis of exactly how the resilience leaders are building agile, inclusive, and capable workforces. I think the listeners will find it very informative. And I also encourage everyone to find out more about Kelly Engineering and how we can assist with any talent needs by visiting kellyengineering.com. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And of course, thanks everyone for listening today. If you'd like to hear more conversations on a wide range of engineering topics, please subscribe to ASME TechCast on Spotify, iTunes, or your favorite podcast platform. I'm Kathy Cesari. Thanks so much for listening.